We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon, final hour for us. Thanks for being with us. Hopefully everybody had a good weekend. Nice weather over the weekend for the most part after Friday was a little bit rainy. But
it was yesterday. Yesterday, if you can get past that wind. That wind had a little crisp, like this morning.
Yeah,
That wind had a little crispy.
Supposed to be a little crispy for the next couple of days and like 75 on Wednesday.
Yeah, it didn't rain.
Maybe we're in the clear.
Maybe we're in the clear. I don't know. Maybe so.
I'll tell you this. A lot of yellow dust out
there.
Dude,
it got me messed up over there, dog.
Too.
Dude, it got me messed up. And then, so I don't know what happened this morning. Oh, I was in the parking deck, and I was getting out of my car. You know, I got the big truck, so it's a tight squeeze to get out sometimes. And just ran my damn clothes across the daggone car.
Oh, yellow. Just covered in yellow.
Yeah, covered in damn yellow, man. But it is what it is, dog. But, yeah, hopefully, you know, hopefully this is about to end soon. I know it's not going to. Paula's going to be here for a while.
Yeah, we
but
got
yeah,
a
it takes me a minute. It's always the beginning stages, and I'm fine afterward. It's just getting through the first couple weeks of it, mm-hmm. and then after that, I'm good. But now, just
yep, it's full on right now. Claritin up or whatever. I don't know what you use. Yeah. I use Claritin.
I do too.
We'll get to some Braves conversation in about 20 minutes. Jesse Chavez is a Brave once
more. Yes, he is.
We have audio from Jesse Chavez about being a Brave once more. We'll also talk about a number of other storylines as the opening day is just a couple of days away. Thursday is opening day on 3 o'clock in the afternoon against the Phillies. We were thinking about, because obviously it's not here. The home opener is not till April 5th. I imagine people will go over to the Battery and watch the home opener on the screen. We're thinking about maybe doing that.
That's right. Yeah. There you go.
They sell beer over there.
They damn sure
and food.
Do. And food.
They got a big TV. And a great open space for kids just to run.
Like, and you're going to go.
Just let them
what
go.
What day is that? Thursday, right?
Thursday afternoon.
What time is the game? 2?
3:05.
Okay.
First pitch.
Okay. That should be a lot of fun, Doug. Because the weather's supposed to be, like you said, it's supposed to be really nice on Thursday and everything. That seems like a damn good idea.
If you want to come.
Yeah.
Open invite. Easier for us, obviously.
For, 3:00, 2:85.
7-minute drive.
Dude.
Yeah.
Just don't understand that. Like, when are they going to be done with all them damn bridges over there? I had to go 2:85 yesterday. Like, when are they going to be done with the bridges in the exit? And when you get off, to get off the exit in Roswell Road, you got to get off.
Four exits early.
Yeah, you got four exits
early. And then stay on.
And then stay right
there. Don't accidentally get off.
Yes.
And stay over in the right.
Yes.
But then you got to, it's like a 90-degree angle to get back onto it. Yeah. Never would be my answer. As soon as they're done with it, they're just going to do something else.
Yes,
like
it's crazy.
It's outrageous. All right, we'll get to an AMA at 1:40 as well. Any question, any topic, get the phone lines as we always do. Any question from over the weekend. This hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Boom!
Taylor, by far their best outside shooter. He has been dismal today, 2-for-11. Roberts fronts. Radford calls the break. No timeouts. Bounce in. Up top, Garcia for three. Got it! Anderson Garcia, his ninth made three of the year. Forges an 86 all tie. The red light is on. We'll have overtime. This place is in stunned disbelief. Everyone standing, some hopping and celebrating, some with hands on the back of their heads.
So that was probably the most madness we got Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
And A&M still lost that game. Unfortunately for them, they make that shot, go to overtime, and Houston still gets them 195. I'll say, for a guy that's only made 9 threes all year, that was pretty smooth.
That was wet.
That was a smooth release. And he had to go down and catch it, too, because they had to get the bounce pass in there, sneaky underneath the defender. Great play by A&M. Great finish by A&M to send that game into overtime. But again,
Houston was tripping down the stretch.
Houston won.
Yeah.
Making all four number one seeds, all four number two seeds through to the Sweet 16. I think, what, 8 or 10 of the top 12 seeds, Gonzaga. Mm-hmm. Like, all the chalkiest Sweet 16 members that you could possibly think of are there, which is fine. They're the best teams in the country. But a very, very high-seeded Sweet 16 ahead this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, the highest seed that you have, or lowest, whatever you want to call it, is the ACC Tournament
Champions. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Is
high seed, low seed.
I say the same way.
Like, yeah, you know what I mean.
Higher, lower,
the good whatever. Seeds made yeah. it.
But no, I think that, you know, the when you look at it, the how about I'm confused myself again. Mm-hmm. The lowest, highest seed, whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. is the NC State, and they're the tournament champions of the ACC. Mm-hmm. And so you look at that. Then you got Clemson at 6, right? That's right there. Yeah, I mean, it's what you want if you're a network. You want all your big dogs to be.
That's
in there.
True.
You do. I mean, obviously, sometimes it is fun to have like the smaller schools and everything, like the Oakland. That would have been a fun story today if they would happen to win and getting ready for the Sweet 16. This
they
weekend.
Had a shot, man.
They had a shot. They just couldn't. They just couldn't
make
down the shots.
Couldn't make anything.
They
late.
Made every day. I mean, if I'm who the hell did they beat?
Kentucky.
If I'm Kentucky.
If I'm Calipari,
I'm
like
where
damn, was this?
Where was this at?
Where was this on Thursday afternoon?
Where was this at? As y'all went, got all one guy got high on us, but I think that. You know, when you go back and look at it overall, you got the top seeds. You got a because they're on opposite sides where a collision course to me right now seems like between this UConn and Houston. And I'm talking about
that'd be fun.
That's two grown. That's them some grown ass programs right
yeah.
there. You know what I'm saying? If you could get both of those teams in the national championship game, that's just a grown type. Or they might play each other in the Final Four anyway.
It would be the championship game.
Championship
yeah,
game?
If they play each other, it would be the championship game.
So that would be a grown-ass game right there.
It really would be.
And you look at how Duke went out there and handled their business. Purdue was not messing around mm-hmm. yesterday. And then, you know, if you're looking at Clemson, you know, they were in control of the game until late. And then you saw Baylor make a little run, bigger, and they had a chance to take the lead, but their free throw just killed them.
Yeah, it was. And I know this isn't like, you know, one of the best Baylor teams that they've had.
No.
They've lost in the second round each of the last 3 years since winning the championship mm-hmm. in 21. So they've won a game and then bowed out. But I'll be honest, I didn't know a lot about Clemson. There wasn't any reason to really know a lot right. about Clemson because they didn't have a special season by any estimation. But to go out there and handle their business the way they did and reach a Sweet 16 – it's great. The ACC in general,
mm-hmm.
really good. The Big East in mm-hmm. general, really good.
The Big East, they're complaining.
SEC, not so good. Greg Sankey he does a really good job of saying and doing all the right things as it relates to SEC football.
Right.
Kind of foot and mouth a little bit as it relates to SEC basketball of late and talking about seeding and programs that deserve and all this kind of stuff. Who even made it?
This deserved crap is getting to my damn nerves.
Yeah, you know what? Is the best way to deserve
some games.
To win. Yeah, that's the cool thing about sports is it's settled on the field or the court or whatever.
They have Bama, Tennessee, Florida.
Tennessee made it and everybody else got beat.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, at least you got one guy in there.
Yeah, hey. You got Tennessee in there.
There you go, Greg. Go root for the Vols. I ain't.
And he will.
Go root for the Vols.
Hard. And yes. He will. Hard.
Hard.
They had a tough one against Texas. They gave him a little bit of a fight. They ended up winning 62-58.
I'm surprised.
That was a hideous basketball
because
game.
The thing about it was you had the coach who coached both teams.
Right.
He coached at Texas.
Rick Barnes.
Who was now at Tennessee. And you just didn't know what was going to happen as far as which because he's been choky at both of those places.
He has.
You know?
Yeah.
And so, but
he has.
But obviously they did get the win. They're moving on.
Oh, Alabama advanced too. That's right. So they're also in the Sweet 16.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
So, got two ACC teams. You got, I mean, say three.
Grand Canyon actually gave them a pretty good fight yesterday too. I know Bama ended up winning by 11, but that I know Grand Canyon's got one player. they got one guy, and he had 30 points, and they gave him the ball every single time down the court. They scored 61. He had half of them. If he had one other teammate that could shoot, because everybody else was open.
Yeah.
Alabama was just triple teaming that dude, and he kept it close late, but Alabama was able to win. So they move on as well. Take on North Carolina.
Obviously, you got to see a lot of these guys because their teams played well in the tournament. James Madison's head coach.
Yep.
Mark Byington is going to go to Vanderbilt.
Okay.
He's taking the job
after Stackhouse got fired.
Yeah, and then we also talked about the new coach that was coaching at Utah State is now the new coach at your alma mater.
Yeah, Washington. We got a new coach.
Yes.
With just a tough name.
Tough.
Like we were talking, what did we say earlier when we were talking about that that defensive tackle committed Justice Terry.
Yeah, Justice
Terry. That's a defensive tackle name.
Yes.
When you think tough, hard-nosed basketball,
yes,
you think the name Danny Sprinkle.
Sprinkle a little. Hey, man.
And they can play the E-40 song, hey, Sprinkle Me. Hey, that's a good song.
Hey, sprinkle a little bit of that D on there, man. He got the hands up. Like, because he looks like a guy like Danny Sprinkle. Look like he knows the proper defensive position.
Yeah, like he just loves to sprinkle the D.
You know how that position coach, how we're talking about how AD in the gym?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, Danny Shuffling. Sprinkle is a slap the court.
Yes.
Kind of guy.
Yeah, that's him right there. Yeah. No, where are you going?
There it is.
Yeah.
This is the new Washington entrance music.
Dude, I would
no love, one will know what it is.
I would love if this
song came out 30 years ago.
I would love if this was his song when he came to the press conference.
Every time.
That would be just so great. His introductory press conference.
And then you had Dusty May, the FAU head coach. They got beat by Northwestern, but they went to the Final Four last year. I guess he was just waiting for this job to open.
Yeah.
He's the new head coach at Michigan.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah,
like,
no, man.
I love Washington basketball, but like getting that head coaching job is a good job, but it's nothing like Michigan. Dusty May getting that Michigan job is a big deal,
yes,
man.
It is. He is. And when I saw the job, I was like, hold on. Because I think just for me, whenever you see these coaches take jobs, you always wonder what's the correlation, what's the affiliation, mm-hmm. how do you know? Like a lot of that in college basketball ain't it.
No, it's not.
You know what
there
I mean?
There isn't.
Like in college football,
he was a position coach for this, but he played here, something like that.
Now, in college basketball, he's like, what the hell is he? How the hell did
he? He won a lot of the mid-major.
Yeah.
Let's go get him.
Let's go get him. Uh-huh. And so, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just think something happened that ain't going to get out between what happened with Juwan Howard and everything.
Seems like it.
Seems like it's, you know, I don't know what it is. I don't want to say what it is, but it just seems like it's something else. And then good for him, man. Good for him. Good for Michigan. We always talk about, you know, those programs, and Michigan has tradition in basketball and everything. But it's known for the Fab Five mm-hmm. and all those other different things. But I thought Juwan was going to do some good things. He did do some good things.
Yeah, they went to the Final Four.
He did do some good things. But obviously, him getting sick early this year and all that, I just think it's something else. I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
You want to speculate?
No.
Because I don't know what it is.
I don't either.
I don't even have a theory.
I mean, how was the record this year? That's my thing about it. Was it the record thing? I know he was sick and everything.
Didn't he smack a guy?
But is that fireable?
I don't know. Well, it was a long time ago.
But it was a guy in Wisconsin, wasn't it? Did he smack the coach of Wisconsin?
I think he did. But again, if he was going to get fired for that, they would have fired him. Yeah, they wouldn't wait all this time.
I don't know what it is then.
I don't know. I'm not sure. We'll come back. We'll talk some Braves. Great Braves news this morning to wake up to. Not surprising. What was less surprising? The fact that Jesse Chavez is back already, or that Adam Duvall is back already,
dude,
or that they're both back already. We'll talk some Braves.
I love the
next.
Fact that Jesse and Adam.
He can only be a Brave.
Just sounds right.
He got cut on purpose.
Adam and Jesse.
He wanted to come on home.
Sounds like a nice couple. Well, don't it? Adam and Jesse, like the woman Jesse name.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Or the woman Adam name. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's Andy and Randy.
Middays, 11 till 2.
Oh, you guys are making some noise.
Oh, there it is.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. This hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. 20 minutes away from the AMA. Phone lines will be open, 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic, every single day to wrap up the show. We're just a couple days away from opening day. Randy, it's the Braves season gets underway on Thursday afternoon in Philadelphia, where last year's season ended against the Philadelphia Phillies. So that'd be kind of cool to start the season kicking them around a little bit. Now, just say this. It'll be nice if they do that. It doesn't make up for what happened the last couple Octobers.
Yeah, it does, Andy.
Sure. Yeah, right. that's going to be the unfortunate thing about this season in general. Like, this is going to be a fun year. They're good. There's a lot of really good things to be excited about. Maybe another MVP award. Maybe Strider wins a Cy Young. Who knows? They're probably going to win 100-plus games and all that. But there is always the whole year going to be in the back of your mind, like, just get back to October. Beat the hell out of the Phillies.
That's it.
That's really what it is. Like, it's all, like, whatever. If the Braves go on and win the World Series, it doesn't matter how it happens.
But it happened.
But it would be really nice if the Phillies make the playoffs too, and you could beat them in a playoff series the way to the World Series. Of course. If they win the World Series, whatever. But, like, it would be really nice to get a little get back, because the last couple off seasons or the last couple post seasons have been pretty ugly.
Yeah, though.
Pretty bad.
And it's been bad, and it's been like beat down bad.
Beat down bad. Yeah. And, like, you know, they have, like, you know, franchise moment bad, like Bryce Harper last year with Arcia. That's something they're going to talk about forever.
I don't understand. Because I hate, you know how I am with certain things. I would never ever say that they beat their ass because they taunted Bryce Harper.
No.
Bryce Harper's a great damn baseball
Probably player. Not, but it makes it a lot more valid when Bryce Harper is talking about it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Bryce hits the homer, and then he stares the guy down. You know what I mean? Like, I'm with you. Yeah. Like, that's not why they won.
No.
But it was a layer cool to it. Moment. And it was a, yeah, it if was you're a cool Phillies ass. Fan, it was. There's no doubt about that.
There's no way. Like, who was a trash-talking Mike whip-your-ass infielder? Bryce Harper wouldn't have did that. He did that because he knew our CO wasn't going
to
do nothing.
I'm trying to think. Who's the toughest infield? Third baseman. Oh, Jeff Kent at second? He would just kind of cleat you, wouldn't he? Was Jeff Kent kind of?
But I'm just saying, when Jeff Kent had let
like Jim Thome when he played third base, you wouldn't want to mess with that guy.
Would they have let him do that? No. That's what we talk about with the Braves and this.
So you just think Arcia's soft?
He looked like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can't argue with that.
Yeah.
In this interaction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Soft. But it's all right, though, because he's coming back.
Starting shortstop for the team.
He could have got harder over the fall.
Over the winter. That could have been a part of his offseason workout.
Get harder. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But at the same time, he's got to get attitude, man. You can't let that dude just. Mm-hmm. He humped him.
Yeah, a couple times.
And then, like, it wasn't a glance.
Oh, he stared you down.
He stared you down.
Yeah, so what, was he supposed to just fight him in that moment? Like, tackle him? That would have been amazing. If he was like, all right, that's enough.
I would have loved for him.
I'm getting it right
now. Situation.
They won't even. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Ramirez.
Yeah.
That guy will punch you in the face.
Yeah, dog. Go fuck him.
That would have been. They won't even.
No, I don't want him to do that. I don't want Orlando fighting.
They
okay?
won't even fight when Ronald Acuna gets hit in the ribs for the 14th time in the year. I don't think anybody's fighting just because Bryce Harper looks at him.
Yeah, I don't want Orlando fighting.
Let's just hope that doesn't happen again. Bryce Harper, by the way, very bad spring. Very bad spring at the plate. So maybe the Bryce Harper era is over.
Bryce Harper had a bad.
I'll tell you what era isn't over, or it's another one. Which version is this? The fifth time?
What number time is this?
One time in 2010. And then again in 2021, and then again in 2020. This is the fourth time.
Yeah, so Jesse don't, he might as well, he got a house here, right?
I would hope so.
Yeah, he got a house, because we're coming back.
Yeah, I would hope that they just kept it, and because he knew he was going to return. Maybe didn't know it would be this fast, but if you missed the news, Jesse Chavez was released by the White Sox last week. Of course, the Braves took the opportunity to sign him to a minor league contract. You know what that means. He'll pitch meaningful innings at some point during the summer to eat some innings and help this team out. By the way, Jesse Chavez, he probably was never going to actually do it, mm-hmm. but he was having one of the best seasons of his life last year before he took that comebacker off his leg. We were having, because it's the summertime and there's nothing to talk about, we were doing segments about whether or not Jesse Chavez should be an all-star.
Yes.
Or at least brief parts.
Do y'all remember that when we were trying to get Jesse in the All-Star game?
We were.
Damn, the man
had a 1.56 ERA last year. I'm just going back and looking at his numbers from his last handful of stops. Okay, last year with the Braves, 1.56. The year before that with the Braves, 2.72. Those are good ERAs. Earlier that year, he played for the Angels, and his ERA was 7.59. He was a Cub the year before that, 6.37. He was a Brave the year before that, 2.14. So he's good when he's a Brave.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
He's horrible when he plays for anybody
else.
There's
something about that A water. I don't know what it is, dog. It's something
He's even played for other teams whose names start with A. He played for the A's.
Do you
know what his ERA was when he played for the A's?
Andy.
18.
I meant the A.
I know.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying.
I thought you said anything with other teams.
I'm just saying. I understand. But I'm just saying, even if you thought it was just having an A on his hat, he played for the A's and his ERA was 18.9. He played for the Angels and his ERA was 7.8. It's the way that's the script of the A.
It's Atlanta, man.
Here's Jesse Chavez, very excited to be back.
Love you guys, too. I mean, the support goes far beyond than what you guys think. Trust me, that's for sure. Words can't express how I feel right now. I mean, there's so many emotions going on with how I feel about Braves country that it's really tough.
Hell yeah.
It dates back to the group I had in 2010 when I was a young pup. I mean, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for that group. You know, watching Bobby Cox's last year and being able to see that, listen to him, watch how he went about his business.
I played for Bobby Cox.
Everybody else went about their business.
I didn't realize that.
You know, that's where it started. And I'll forever be grateful for that team because what I learned that year, I don't think I'm around till today or, you know, even I'd say 4 or 5 years after that. So I'd say that starts where this place holds a dear spot in my heart. And then, you know, the last 3 years of what we've done, what we've accomplished.
Yeah, man.
He played for Bobby Cox?
Played for Bobby Cox.
I would have said that as a joke. I didn't know that was real.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Played for Bobby Cox.
It spans eras.
Dude, but that's the crazy thing about it is that, damn. He's old as hell.
Yeah, he is. Yes. Well,
who's the oldest?
All right, he's my age.
Who's the oldest person in the league? He got to be up there. And Jesse, 40, right?
Yeah, I think he's 40. He was 39. I think he's probably 40 by now. He was 39 last year when he was pitching.
How old is Charlie?
39 or 40.
Okay.
How old is Scherzer? Scherzer's pretty old.
Oh, yeah. No, Scherzer has to be
Rich
the oldest
Hill.
Guy.
Rich Hill.
Rich Hill is
I
what?
Didn't realize
Rich
he was still
47?
In baseball. That man's 44 years old. He's older than both of us.
Damn.
I love when there's people that are still older than both of us that are professionals. That's why I was so mad when Tom Brady retired. It's like, damn, that's one more.
Rich Hill.
Is there any NFL player that's older than both of us?
Kicker's
got to be a kicker, right? Somebody sign Matt Bryant. Bring him back.
It might be a kicker or a long snapper.
Or a punter, long snapper, something like that.
Aaron Rodgers just turned 40, right?
Okay, so good. So we got one.
No, you got one.
I got one. Yeah. But anyway, Jesse Chavez is back, which is beautiful. At some point, he'll be on the team. How many bad outings would Jesse Chavez have to have in a row before Braves fans turned on him?
Oh, man. They're not turning on Jesse.
I think you're right.
Because we know what Jesse is.
Because we know it's in there. We know it's just one appearance away.
We know what Jesse is, and we know that all it
what
takes.
What is Jesse?
Jesse is a middle, a innings eating. After Charlie Morton gave up 12 runs in the second.
Yeah, he's a Band-Aid.
And just go out, go pitch four.
He's our favorite Band-Aid.
And he's going to go pitch four scoreless, no-hit innings.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe give up one or two, but it won't matter because they're already down 13. And then eventually, every once in a while, it'll be like the middle of the summer, and everyone on Twitter gets mad at Snit because he doesn't treat the bullpen like it's Game 7 of the World Series, 162 games of the year.
Oh,
and he'll put Jesse Chavez into like a one-run game in the seventh inning, and he'll get out of it.
Yes.
And we'll be like, oh, dude, Jesse, he's high leverage too.
Where do we go?
He's not just a Band-Aid. He's also a high leverage guy.
Yeah, but that's the thing about it is that you're going to see that. Now, I think that, you know.
I'm being serious, though. Who on the Braves actually has a longer leash in terms of fan frustration than Jesse Chavez?
Nobody.
Because Ronald Acuna has like a bad week.
Yes.
And certain facets of the fan base forget about that.
That Acuna.
Yeah,
he's back.
He's Acuna real fast.
Acuna back. And he just, hey, I know he's speaking American now.
Uh-huh. It's the gold chain's fault
fast. He needs to play a little bit harder.
Austin
around that
Riley might be the best third baseman in baseball.
Yes.
And he goes in a slump and everyone's like, see, should have traded him.
Yeah,
Should have traded him for a pitcher all those years ago.
Probably.
Matt Olson's never going to be Freddie Freeman.
Yes.
And so that people are going to be mad at him about that anytime he doesn't do anything.
Orlando going to be soft.
Orlando Arcia, we just did a segment where we called him soft 5 minutes
Michael
ago.
Harris,
in this
Michael Harris.
You think so? Because remember last year, Michael Harris got off to a slow start. It was like, maybe he's not ready for the bigs yet.
Okay. All right. You know, Michael Harris.
Shouldn't have gave him that contract.
In the league.
Well, he's got the shortest leash.
No. Nobody has shorter leash than Marcelo.
Nobody has a shorter leash than Marcelo Ozuna.
Nobody has that.
Especially when it comes to playing defense. I don't want to see that
I'm
man.
I'm Ozuna from the Braves.
Well, that's right. Dude, that's exactly who you are.
He just said that. I'm Marcelo Ozuna from the Braves.
It might be Ozzy. Ozzy might have the longest leash. Everybody loves Ozzy, right?
Huh?
There's no like anti-Ozzy people out there, are there?
Yeah, I think it is from right batting. Which side he bats on the ball.
Okay,
I think that's
right-handed batting. Ozzy has the longest leash on the team.
Yes.
Left-handed batting, Ozzy, maybe not quite as much.
Yes.
Because it's true. He has a bad week left-handed, and everyone's like, maybe he should just bat right-handed all the time.
Yes.
And then we're like, maybe Ozzy's hit 30 home runs multiple seasons in Major League Baseball, and he knows better than you do, guy on Twitter.
But seriously, he can hit 40.
There will be a time this summer where Grant McCauley is legitimately asked if Ozzy Albies should just switch to being right-handed.
And it would not be for me.
Nope, me either.
It would not be for me.
But Grant will get mad.
Yep.
A little bit mad. Like, not Grant doesn't get, like steam out of his ears mad. He gets, like, passive-aggressive and make fun of you on Twitter mad.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
I like when Grant takes out the trash on Twitter sometimes.
Takes out the trash.
He does it every once in a while.
Yeah. But, I mean, no, I think that when you look at Jesse, and
I'm looking at Jesse. And his,
who does have
and his thick who frames?
Does?
No one,
because Jesse no is like we know what he is. We know exactly what he is, and we explain his role and everything. And Jesse has a role that you should not get mad about.
That's
like,
true.
Like I'm coming in. Okay, the starting pitcher just gave up 8 runs in an inning. They just need me to just hold it down.
Yeah,
and that's all. And he'll do that.
Right.
And even if he adds 7 more runs to the total. It's Jesse. Mm-hmm. So I don't mean to get mad.
Because who cares? You're going to lose anyway.
Yeah.
At least he ate some innings.
Exactly.
Man, he was damn near an all-star last year, Randy.
Yeah, dog.
Maybe this is the year. He had a year off to recover. That sucks. He was having such a good year, and he took a comebacker off his ankle and broke his leg and was pretty much out for the remainder of the year. Who has the shortest leash? Ozuna is kind of the joke, but, like, really, who's the guy that people are most likely to turn on early in the season if things start bad?
Kelnick.
He's oh, yeah, Kelnick for sure.
Kelnick for real.
People are already turning on Kelnick. The season hasn't even started yet. he had a bad spring. I think Iglesias, too.
Yes.
Like, closers.
And it's easy.
Closers are always first up.
Because he's shaky. So I said that and looked at Bo.
Oh, nothing makes Bo more mad than Randy not believing in Rachel Iglesias.
No, Iggy was pretty crisp.
So I'm going to look at Danny Bo when I say that. Too.
If he doesn't get a 1-2-3 save every time, Randy, what was it that you would say about him last year? What was it? Was your noise about him?
Oh, God. What was it?
I don't know. I'm not sure. And then Bo just fumed. His face would turn red. That's great. He did. He was really, really good last year.
He was
such a good closer.
He was.
Man, it's right around the corner.
Yeah,
Thursday.
Man.
Thursday. Your friend comes back. Your summer evening's companion.
Yeah.
That's what baseball is.
That's all it is.
The season's too damn long. It's really cool to have it on every night and just kind of watch.
And just put it on TV. You ain't got to pay that close attention to it. Just walk in and out the kitchen.
I like to go in the backyard and listen on the radio and just hit golf balls.
Really?
Yeah, just
I think
enjoy
that,
a cold beverage on the porch.
I think baseball is definitely my favorite sport to listen to on the radio.
Me too.
It is definitely my favorite sport 100%. To listen to on radio.
Although I never would do that.
What?
Listen to this station all the time. My radio doesn't even go to that station. Break the Knob, 92.9. I'm just kidding.
I mean.
I don't know. Sometimes we're not supposed to say certain stuff.
I don't listen to baseball.
Me either. I never even have heard it.
Yeah,
I don't even think they broadcast those games on the radio.
Yeah. I only listen to it on the Odyssey app.
Me too. The opponent.
The opponent.
The opponent one. We'll come back.
I don't know how to get to the other
one. Never even heard of them. AMA next, 404-726-0929. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day.
I ain't answering no questions.
Yeah, Shohei Ohtani is going to read a statement later on this afternoon. Would you say 5:45 Eastern? Abe was the time that's going to be. So no question, no follow-up from the reporters or anything like that. So, okay. So what's the point of even saying it publicly? Why not just release the statement?
And go at your business.
I guess it's better if you read it.
Is he going to
publicly?
I guess. Is the new translator going to read it?
I mean, careful. Those translators, apparently they like to gamble.
I'm just telling you.
Careful with your money around those guys. I mean, at some point, and again, maybe they want more time to figure out what their plan is or something like that. But, like, it's a long season. And, like, locker rooms are open before games and after games. And some point, reporter's going to ask Shohei a question.
It's all about, does he have,
some point.
Does he have to answer it?
No, he doesn't have to. Yeah. No, doesn't have to. But this, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what, I'm all, you know, like, what makes you look worse? What makes you look better? Whatever. I think he'd stand up there and answer a couple questions today. Probably looks a little bit better than this. Unless you don't have any good answers.
Exactly.
In which case, yeah, I don't know. Continues to look bad for Shohei Ohtani. We'll start with Sean, who's in Conyers. Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks
for
calling.
I remember when I was in, like, middle school, high school, the fashion trend was, like, white tees and, like, all white Air Force Ones.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, what was the fashion trend when you guys were in, like, middle school, high school, and did you participate in it?
Mama couldn't afford it, so no.
Sean, I think we were in high school at the same time then.
Yeah.
Because that was pretty popular in my high school. I did not wear a big white tee, nor did I wear all white Air Force Ones.
Did you ever wear an all white tee?
I mean, like, white T-shirts, but not, like, big ones.
You never did that?
No,
okay.
No, I pretty much knew my lane for the most part.
That is. We were still, it was still a budget type thing. So I didn't get a chance to get into none of the, like, Tommy Hilfiger. That was,
huge when I was in middle school. All the dudes
whose mama did dope boys got stuff like that when I was growing up.
Yeah, I don't know how a lot of the, I think people would, like, shoplift.
Yeah.
Like, people would take the Metro bus downtown and go to Macy's. And then just steal Tommy Hilfiger stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was like, but everyone, how are you not getting caught?
How are y'all getting caught? Everybody's
you're showing up at school the next day just decked out.
Decked out in Tommy Hilfiger.
You know, everybody knows.
Everything. I remember it wasn't a Tommy Hill, but it had, like, stripes like it was one. And I ain't know no better. And, you know, cats, they want to check your stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, this dude got a Tommy Hill. And didn't, again, I wasn't no fashionista. Ever growing up, I never forget. I came back to the States. I never forget this. And my first day of school, we had moved with Auntie Melanie back in Macon, and I went to McAvoy Middle School, Andy. And I remember I had this shirt, and it was a Jackie Robinson T-shirt. Wore that, and I had these jeans. Now in Germany, they were cool. Here, they were not.
Uh-oh.
It was damn acid wash.
Were they too tight? Were they? Oh, okay.
Yeah, dog.
I bet they let you know about that.
Dude, I couldn't even get on the bus. And I was wondering, everybody was snickering and everything. Like, what the hell is so damn funny? So damn funny. What y'all laughing at? Yeah, that would have was. I had some Payless shoes that had air, and the eye was dotted with a basketball.
Sure.
And I told them that's what we wore in Germany.
Yeah. These are the Nikes in Germany.
Yeah, so I get picked out a lot.
That's the Jordans in Germany. It's different. Yeah. Because it's over there.
Damn McAvoy.
Yeah.
They told
now, the middle school kids know.
They told my ass.
They sniff you out.
I came out with them tight ass acid wash jeans.
I had a Tommy Hilfiger shirt that I got from the swap meet.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't real.
Yeah,
and I thought I was going to trick everybody. I didn't even make it into the school before. And they'll grab the tag. Says Fruit of the Loom on it.
Yeah, dog.
This guy's poor.
Yeah,
everybody laugh at him.
Yeah.
Damn
thieves.
That's crazy.
My mama had a dope boy.
Are they allowed to still do that? Because, like the anti-bullying initiatives and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, they need to stop that, man. They need to stop.
That was definitely bullying.
Yeah.
Without question. Thomas is in Decula. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I have a lawn care business, and I was just in the backyard of a customer when all of a sudden this stranger popped back here and started picking up the dog poop in the backyard of this customer's house. And he had a nice polo on and all that and everything. Turns out, I guess it's a service that you could have and hire somebody to come pick up the poop. And I'm just wondering for you guys, like, have you ever considered using such a service? What would it take? I don't know.
Yeah, okay, this is the thing. My wife has a client who does that, who has that business.
You've talked about this before.
I talked about that before. And obviously, I'd be damned if I pay that kind of money for you to come do something that I got kids that can do.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, I'd be damned if I give a – but
it's just not that hard.
It's not, like, hard to pick up your poop.
You get a little pooper scooper tool, which doesn't cost much.
But that would have – if I didn't know better, that would have threw me off too, because I would have thought polo and picking up poop. What are you doing? But obviously, if I didn't know no better.
I wonder how much it is, because it's not an hour. Like, it doesn't take an hour to pick up.
It was like $75.
70 for how long? Like, for the month? Is it a subscription?
Dude, I don't know. All I remember is Donna said it's $75.
It takes
me.
So
I don't know if is that per session or
I
what?
I go back there. I try to go every day.
Yeah.
Maybe not every day, but every other day. Try to.
Right.
You know what I mean? It takes me 5 minutes.
Yep.
It's not my favorite thing to do, but it's something like that, though.
But yeah, I think, I don't need no dog.
Must be nice.
Hell yeah.
You got to be, I don't know.
She's
I don't
a nice
know.
Lady, too.
I'd have to be a millionaire to be paying somebody to pick up my dog.
She's a real nice lady.
Now, the one thing about it is that I like to pick up, because I kind of know what Boone's been up to. It's like, oh, you've been eating crayons. Okay? We got to hide the crayons a little higher. I think he likes the taste of the wax. Looks like a confetti poop. It's weird.
You look inside of it?
Well, it's not hard to see. Oh. Like, it's just, I don't know, I'm not dissecting it like science class.
Yeah.
It just looks like somebody sprinkled a bunch of confetti on top of it. And I was like, what is that? That's weird. Oh, crayons. Put your crayons away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All right. Adam's in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
What's up, y'all?
Hi, Adam.
Man, what's up, man? You about the boss?
I can't hardly hear you. Sorry.
Can hardly hear you?
We can hardly hear you. It said the mic.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
All right. I got you now. Hey, I know I'm not trying to condone violence or nothing like that, but at some point, somebody going to get tired of Acuna telling them they're too short after like 5 years of doing the same thing. So we know he ain't going to do nothing. We know Marcel ain't going to do nothing. But what Braves player do you think could really throw down?
Nobody.
I think it would be Sean Murphy. But what do y'all think?
Okay. You know, Sean Murphy, quiet, solid type.
Yeah, catchers too, catchers usually. Too. You got to be tough to be a catcher.
Bless somebody up.
Okay.
But, yeah, I don't think, you know, I just –
If Chris Sale's as crazy as everyone says he is
– I mean, he cut up jerseys once.
Yeah, one time he cut up a jersey, so he's a psychopath.
He cut up a uniform, Andy.
That's not crazy to me. That's toddler behavior. He didn't want to wear the jersey, so he cut it up.
He cut it up.
Yeah, but anyway, whatever. Maybe he's crazy and he'll give some hands. But, no, that's one thing we can count on as well. At some point this season,
yes,
Ronald Acuna will get hit on purpose.
Yes.
The Braves won't do anything about it, and that will be a part of the conversation for a couple of days.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Can we skip that? Can we skip those 2 days?
No more.
They're not going to do anything about it. Okay?
On yo! Nothing.
They're not going to.
Nothing.
All right. Mason is in Barnesville.
Best fight.
Hey, Mason.
Best fight.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
I'm going to start a new little series with y'all, if y'all don't mind.
Sure, yeah.
Every time I call in, I'm going to ask you a question, and it's going to be what, you know, what major athlete, if you had a question for him. So today, if you could meet Tiger Woods and ask him one question, what would it be?
And he has to answer honestly?
Sure.
Which one was his favorite?
Yep. That's what I was going to say. Exactly what I was going to say. What actually?
The championship, I mean.
What?
Major championship.
Oh, that's who you're going to ask him. No, I was going to ask him which one, like, in Vegas.
That's right.
Tell me, like.
So you ask him that, and that's the one I want to ask him too.
Yeah.
And he has to be honest about
you ask the
whatever,
golf,
whatever the
you ask
best
the
question is that we could ask him about all the
I just want to know, like, what was a typical night?
Right. Walk us through.
Yeah, walk us through from the time you land at the private airport to you get picked up in the SUV to they take you to the back. Because the thing about the back entrance to the hotel, it's real private.
Sure.
Yeah,
that's the point of it.
No, what I'm saying is, like, You can do a lot of stuff back there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you don't even have to get in the hotel before you start the fun.
Yeah,
no, that's great. And he's taking truth serum, so he has to answer.
Yes.
And so you ask him that, and we get that fun answer.
Yes.
And then I ask him if he genuinely thinks he can still win.
All right.
Because that's a boring one, but I really want to know. Like, in his heart of hearts, does he really think he can go out there and still win majors?
That's a good question.
Because he says he does. But does he really?
Because I still believe that Tiger's competitiveness is still there.
Right. So that part of it mentally
doesn't
go away. So he truly believes
he
can do
it. So he truly believes it.
Yeah.
But he's also realistic about it.
Yeah. God, everyone said he couldn't do it for so long, and then he went back and won in 2019.
Yeah. Remember that guy, the doubter, the hater here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hot take Tommy.
Yeah,
that was like his prime. That was his it was his gold star moment in 92.9 The Game. He said Tiger Woods was irrelevant. Like, no, he's not.
No,
he's just not good anymore. Is that it? Do we have to go? All right. Takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day. We can't hear from Bo and Abe still, but we will eventually.
Andy, just keep letting Jeff take his breath away, his wife's breath away.
Yeah. That's
damn, not, dog.
I know. It's another. I don't. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Violence?
No.
No?
No, no.
Try not
you
to
need
idea.
To, like, just not even in a rude way. Just real, real subtle. What'd you say?
Randy said the new Washington coach looks like he can sprinkle the D.
Yeah, I'm talking about, like, sliding them feet. Slide the feet, Andy.
I know.
You know exactly what I meant, damn it.
And that's what I meant when I just said it.
Yeah, slide the feet.
I'm excited to have a defensive-minded basketball team for once. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Slide the feet.
Let's see what Dukes and Bell have for you next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.